It is better to start and command the day. And I've also realized that most times we go to the 31st night and not be able to pray into the year. The right messages which needs to be given to us are not being given. And also, we go and dance with jubilation, not commanding the next year coming to listen to us. We go and dance and then come back. Most of the time, what we do is to go and dance, and come back. It's good. But it's an encounter. It's another phase of life. And I say that whether you like it or not, the year will definitely come and meet you. If you like, don't sleep. If you like, tell the year, don't come. It will definitely come and meet you. So as a child of God and as somebody who have faith in the Lord and a spiritual person, you must be ready to face the year. Bible says in Jeremiah 22, verse number 29, and the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah and said, tell the land to hear you. Bible said, and Jeremiah commanded the land. He said, land, oh land, oh land, hear the word of the Lord. And Bible said he cursed the land against some people. So if you are not careful in the year that you are entering into, you know, these sorceries, it's not only pastors or prophets who see the future. There are people at this point of time, they are looking at what the year is coming with. And some of us will be sleeping. Some people have gathered at some places and looking into the airwaves, commanding the elements of the year, commanding the element of the earth, working them against people and against people's destiny. That is why, as a child of God, you must understand these times and also rise up and declare into your life that no, I will not sit down. I will also declare into the coming year. Bible made us understand that every morning, what Jesus does is to wake up at dawn. Jesus will wake up at dawn and command the day. We are commanding this day. Not just the day, but we are commanding the year. Telling the year to work in our favor. And any power or demon which has been cast into the coming year to fight your fulfillment and your manifestation in the coming year, we are going to declare and put it down. We are going to tie the year to our favor. We will connect the year to speak on our favor. A Bible said the wind was against the disciples when Jesus was with them on the sea. And Bible said they did whatever they could do. They were not able to solve the problem. Then they realized that Jesus has come into the scene. Jesus was in the boat. And Bible said they called on him. They said, Jesus, will you look that we die? And Jesus, waking up, Bible said he spoke, or he spake to the wind. He said, be silent. That was all. That was all. And the wind was silent. It means that there was a power, a force that was behind that wind, that storm. And Jesus had to speak to the wind. And Bible said the wind listened to Jesus. That is what we are about to do today. Today is 31st morning prayer. You don't wait till the 31st night you go, and some of us will go when it is almost time to close. That is where the dancing will begin. So most of the time in the coming year, challenges and here and there, some of us, we even lose our faith. Kabado shakata. Kadado shakata. Marando shibrandiata. I want you to hit on the share button and share to as many as you can right now. As you begin to lift up your voice and say, Lord, I thank you that I too, or me too, 31st night, 31st morning, or this last day, I never expect. Some of us, the sickness, the kind of troubles we've gone through in this year, you never thought you would survive it. But the grace of God has made it sufficient. But the grace of God has made it sufficient. Some of us, the Lord has been so good to us. The Lord has been so, so much, much, much good to us. The Lord has been so much good to you. I want you to lift up your voice wherever you are. If you think sitting on your bed or lying on your bed will be an entrance for you to sleep, this is not the time to sleep. This is the time to pray. I'm telling you, it is very, very important for you to pray at this time. Very important. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, I thank you, Lord. 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 Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and begin to thank the name of the Lord. Lift up your voice and begin to thank the Lord. Begin to thank the Lord. Begin to thank the Lord, somebody. Begin to lift up your voice and honor the name of the Lord. Lift up your voice and give God the glory. Honor the name of the Lord at this point of time. Honor the name of the Lord at this point of time. He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy, is worthy. Somebody lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and say, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. 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 Somebody lift up your voice and honor the name of the Lord. Honor the name of the Lord at this point of time. Wherever you are, I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, you have been faithful unto me, O God. Just yesterday, somebody was buried. Just yesterday, somebody was buried. Normally, what I know is that people are not buried when it comes to this festive season or the end of the year like this. But yesterday, I got to know that somebody was buried. I said, Jesus. Somebody was buried. Yes, some of you, I know some of you, went for funerals and stuff like that. But I thank God for your life that it was not your funeral. And it will not be your funeral till you fulfill your destiny. It will not be. You will not die premature until you fulfill your destiny. Nobody can kill you, and they will not be able to destroy you. See, we live in a continent whereby instead of people to support or be happy for your growth, they rather fight you and they want to destroy you. We live in a continent whereby adie ye fe enye nipa fe. We live in a continent whereby we have so much, and especially Ghana, we have so much resources, so much resources, which must benefit the citizens of this country. But we have a situation whereby leaders only think about themselves and their immediate family. They have forgotten that somebody's child will marry somebody tomorrow. And they have forgotten that we are all one people, marrying from different places. We are just many, that is why, but we all came from Adam. We live in a continent whereby wickedness is praised and honored. We live in a continent whereby when a young man begins to prosper, it's a taboo. They see it as arrogancy. It has also polluted the men of God when the true word of God needs to be given to the people, because of what we will eat. We focus on what we will eat than the salvation of the people. Paradoshatikata. Libakato shetekede. Labrakata da da da. Libarakoshatada. Everybody is corrupt. We live in a continent and a country whereby you see people so much godly, but there's no godliness. We fake in the house of the Lord with a different face. All we want is the blessings of God, not God. We live in the continent whereby you see a lot of people going to church, but their heart is not for God. Their heart is not for God. Their heart, no matter how David was, Bible said his heart was for the Lord. So whenever he wanted to do something, Bible said there was a time he needed even to give an offering. He was directed by the priest to give an offering, by the prophet to give an offering, and somebody offered that I will give you these things or this money. Let's see, this offering, I will give it to you for you to go and give us an offering. Or this goat, at that time they used sheep, animals for sacrifices. But David said, I will not give God anything that will not cost me. Jesus. Esesemenda. Yes. We live in the continent. And a place. I always say that, you know, all the demons are found in Africa. See, when you are living in Africa, the rest of the world, the devil has already taken hold of them. Yes. You know, when man finds comfort, he begins to feel that it's the doing of his own strength. There's a saying in the scripture that it is only a fool that says there's no God. It's only a fool. And you'll only be a fool when you don't think that what is into this body, and when it leaves the body in the next 24 hours, you begin to smell. You begin to rot. You begin to get swollen up. Yes, you must think. Yesterday I said something that some of us, when we go to bed, there are things that we see that we have never seen them. Now, normally we say that, oh, they are awareness show no. But sometimes you will see things that you have even not thought of. You see yourself at certain places that you know nothing about those places. So you ask yourself, where did I go? Where did I go? Where did I go? Spirit of God, this morning you are going to command your money. And today is 31st of December, the last day of December. And I declare upon your life that if there is any power contracted to fight your destiny, your manifestation, katikadosha, if there is any power. Some of you have prayed for a long time, and in the coming year, you are going to say 2024, what the Lord said to me, 2024, and our theme for 2024 is a year if they have tied you down, if they are making sure that you die out of depression and anxiety and out of sorrow in the heart and out of bitterness, you know, this morning the Lord revealed something to me. Now let me share it with you before I flow. In my vision, I saw two communities that I know. And this is how the Lord revealed the thing to me. I saw this community coming to fight each other. Now, I saw that I belong to one community. And the community came to me that I should give direction on how to face the other community that is coming to face them. Because in the vision, it was like the other community was coming to fight the community that I belong to. So I was consulted to lead the community and give directive. Beloved, I pray that you will listen to every direction I give here. Every prayer point that will be raised here, I pray that you will follow. And anything that I will say, I pray that you follow. And God has shown me what is coming in the year. And I saw that community coming. And the Lord gave me a directive. And I followed the directive. In the vision, I was asking God, who am I? In the vision, who am I that these people have called on me? Then I saw myself wearing my apostolic gown, but it was not the usual color, but it was all white. Then I realized that I was a prophet in the vision to give directive. So in the vision, I saw that the other community was coming to meet our community, and by my direction, the moment they met our community, they laid down their weapons and they rather came to join us. Paradoxical. I say, may the coming year, if the coming year has an agenda to destroy you, if that year coming has been invoked to fight your destiny, pay your prayer that year will come together with you. 2024 will come together with you for your own good, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, after the revelation, the Lord said to me, my son, you see the community that you saw, you are representing a church, a particular community that believes in you, and I've ordained you to lead them. And the coming community that you saw is not just a community, you know, but it is the coming year. And the coming year has an agenda. If you are able and your people are able to listen to you, every evil agenda that committee is coming with will be nullified. That's what the Lord said to me. Will be nullified. Because in the vision, I saw that they have come. And when they enter into the people, we were a lot of people you can count. And it was a battle at the seashore. A battle at the seashore. That is why I told you that. Yesterday I told you, waters, spirits in waters has been raising up spirits. Water bodies has been raising up to fight the children of God. Things have been consulted, and as I'm talking to you, people are consulting things. And I told you, especially Ghana, next year is going to be a very good year, but it's also a dangerous year. And by the revelation God gave to me today, shows how dangerous the coming year is coming with. The coming year is coming with radicality. If you are not careful, it will destroy you and eliminate you. But there's goodness. That is why we are going to command the coming year to work in our favor. And in the revelation, I showed that when they came, by the direction I gave, when they came to meet us, instead of them to fight our community, they rather joined us. And Joseph said, you plan evil for me, but the Lord turned it to good. At this moment of time, I want you to understand certain things. See, before you will pray. Before you will pray. That is why most of the time you need to be ahead and pray the more. Bible says that before Jesus will be born, prophecies about Jesus have been given. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is saying to somebody right now, every wind that has been blowing in your life in this year, next year, you will smile. Imagine. Oh, Sisa, Eja, Eja, Jesus. Shamisu, Wama, Sitzen. Nasa, to touch me. God bless you for joining us today. If today is your first time joining us, I want you to follow me. Follow me. Please share my number so that you can also get in touch with me if there's a prophetic word concerning you, or you would want to talk to me, or you want me to counsel you in certain situations. I'm available for you. Please share my number. Madam Elena, are you there? Secretary. Rato Shakata. Madam Margaret, are you there? Li Parakata do Shekedede. God bless you. I want you to be part of my family. And I love you so much. God bless you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If Akato Shaki Yadadi Yadadada Kata Kata Tata 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 Kata Tato Shakadaga Rataba Kata Bada 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 Rata Kato Shakada Bada Bada Dada Labada Do Shakada. See, Bible said, listen to me carefully. Some of us, we pray and we lose hope. This morning, your prayer is that, oh God, may my prayer change something in the realms of the spirit. Bible said, earnest prayer made the priest come to a favor. Earnest prayer alone. Earnest prayer. That when the priest was thinking that Anna is a drunkard or was a drunkard, her prayer changed everything. That in that year, Anna got pregnant. In that year. In that year, Anna got pregnant. Are you with me here? In that year, Anna got pregnant. Now listen to me. There are so many things that happens when the year is coming to an end. Even businesses knows that the year is coming to an end. Now, when you read the book of Daniel, chapter 9, and even in chapter 7, yes, Daniel chapter 7, Daniel chapter 7, a very powerful scripture, a very powerful scripture. Daniel chapter 7. Bible says that in the first year of Belzebub, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions passed through his mind as he was lying in bed. He wrote the substance of his dream. Daniel said, in my vision at night, I looked, and there before me were four horns. Now, I want you to look at something. In chapter number 9 is very, very important. It says, another one says, in the first year of Darius, sons of Xerxes, who was made ruler over the Babylonians kingdom, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the scriptures, according to the word of the Lord given to Jeremiah, the prophet, that the dissolution of Jerusalem will last 17 years. So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and petition. Beloved, You must understand the times. Daniel chapter 9. Daniel understood the times. He said, in the year like this, the first year of Darius, I understood from the prophetic word that has come. You know, Jeremiah was there before Daniel. I understood from the scriptures. I understood that no, there's a prophecy concerning my life. Parakatabada. And that prophecy must manifest in this time and this season. The Bible said, Daniel engaged the Lord in prayer and in petition. Daniel engaged the Lord. That is what you're going to do. Engage the Lord. Some of us, we cannot engage. Let me tell you something. The devil, you know, when God was creating man, man represents the stars. You know, in those days, when we were young, the moment a star, every star is a destiny. So our prayer is that every power, every demon against your destiny, every demon against your destiny, we are shutting their mouth down. They must shut up. They must live your life alone. Every demon that will fight your star. Everybody is a star. You know, when we were young, we were told that the moment a star drops, which means that somebody has died. And for some time now, I've realized it. One day in 2010 or 2018, I was going to pray somewhere. And the Lord opened my eyes and he said to me that in every month, this is for the month, a star shines. So when you are quick, you are spiritually active, you are able to receive in that month, because God works in times and seasons. In times and seasons. Because Bible said that when God was creating, first day he did it, second day he did it. So all the element of this earth was created for in a particular day. So some of them work in a certain day. That is why you have the night. The night comes with the moon and the stars, and in the morning and in the afternoon, the sun also operates. So the Lord said to me that every month a star. So when in that month is your month for your star to shine, if you are not active spiritually, the devil will cast your shine down. Why? Listen to me carefully. We are dealing, our spiritual encounters are more than our physical encounters. The things that operates on this earth, the number of spirits on this earth are more than the number of people working on this earth. I'm telling you. The spirits in the waters, the spirits in the forest, the spirits in the heavenly realms, the spirits are more than. And even look at the angels, they are all spirits. They are all spirits. So they are spirits. And certain people too have managed to understand these things, and it is working in their favor. Now, let me tell you something. When Jesus was born, the destiny of Jesus was not seen by prophets. Listen carefully, so that you will not joke with your destiny and with your prayer life. When Jesus was born, the destiny of Jesus was not seen by a prophet. They didn't know. Now, Bible said in Matthew chapter 2 that three wise men or three magi, in another word, they are magicians or astrologers. See, as the years coming, let me tell you what we have, a certain writings which some people read, and then they will tell you the month and stuff like that. What some people say, I'm this, I'm that, because you are born in this month, you are Cancer, you are this, you are Aquarius, you are that. Now, these things, we call it the zodiac sign. These things were not made by prophets. These things were not made by people. We have some people who have spiritual giftings. They are born with it naturally. Listen carefully. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. You remember the time that Paul and Silas were going to the house of prayer? And when the young lady, the Bible said, she has a divine spirit, which means that a natural gifting. So in this gifting, when the devil gets hold of you, the devil uses you. When God gets hold of you, God uses you. Yes. So these people are magicians. They are astrologists. They see. They read the stars. So when they see the star, they will know that this star is a great star. So when God wants to speak to Abraham too, in the book of Genesis chapter 15, Genesis chapter 15, verse number 14 coming down, or verse number 4 coming down, Bible said the Lord spoke to Abraham and said, come out, I'm going to show you something. Come out, I'm going to show you something. It says, then the word of the Lord came to him, this man will not be your heir, but a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir. He took him outside and said, look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. Then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. You see how God also defined human beings in the realms of the spirit like stars. He said, if you can count the stars, then you can be able to count your offsprings. So God in place of human being, He used stars. Now, fast forward. When you read the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 24. This is why you must pray for your destiny, that your star must shine. Today is Sunday morning, and some of you, the Lord want to work on you. Parakadadada. The Lord want to work on you. Now, Bible said, when the people of Israel were coming out of Egypt, they got to Midian. Then, the king of Midian saw that the people of Israel are really blessed. See, somebody can just see you and see that you are blessed. That is why you have to be careful and very spiritually sensitive. In the coming year is a walk with God. Our year of walk with God. Yes, you have to be spiritually sensitive. If God be for us, who can be against us? Now, when the people of Israel were coming, this king saw them. Balak saw them. And he consulted a priest to go and curse the people of Israel so that he may be able to subdue them. Because he realized that he cannot subdue them unless a curse has been placed on them. There are some people, they can never overtake you unless they cast a spell on you. Hey, some of you, your husband's spell has been cast on them. Some of you, your spiritual husband, those who have to marry you, I don't mean the spiritual husband, the evil spiritual husband. I mean your own husband. A spell. Your fiancé who have to come and marry you. Another person has used a spell. Some of you, your job. Somebody has cast a spell. Or cast the job not to operate in your favor. And in the coming year, it will not work. In the name of Jesus. That spell. That orchestration in the realms of the spirit. And Bible said, then Balaam, a man of the spirit, was consulted to curse the people of Israel. When he began to curse, the curse turned into a blessing. May every curse that the devil has invoked upon your life turn into a blessing. in the name of Jesus Christ, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. Every incantation to subdue you, any form of thing, you know, nowadays I fear some people. I fear my own people, men of God. Some are just demons wearing suits. Some, their altars, the kind of things they are buried under their altars. Some of them, the kind of things they do in secret. The moment you place your seed on that altar, you are finished. The moment somebody drops your picture on that altar, it is not an altar of God. It's an altar of demons. As I'm talking to you, somebody is praying against you in a certain place. He thought, if that person thinks that, oh, I'm in the house of the Lord, I tell you, that person is a demon-filled person. Hey, this Balak consulted a priest who God speaks to come and curse the people of Israel. Hey, if somebody has been consulted to fight the blessings of God upon your life, may that person catch fire. May that thing backfire in the name of Jesus. May that thing backfire in the name of Jesus. May that thing backfire in the name of Jesus. May that thing backfire in the name of Jesus. May it backfire. May it backfire. May it backfire in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, I am ending. In the next 3 minutes, I'm ending. Now, hear me. Demons that fight our destiny. Demons. Bible said, when this man came, he said, lay down an altar for me. 7 altars. He raised this altar. Then this altar will be blessing the people of Israel. Every altar raised against you, may that altar speak for your favor. If there's any power, if the land has been consulted against you, may that land help you in the name of Jesus. If there's any water within your community which somebody has gone to curse you, or that person has cursed you, calling on that power, may that power know the presence of God upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Sometimes we pray these prayers because we know the kind of continent and the kind of area we have found ourselves. This is a land whereby powers were shown. You remember the days of Egypt and Israel, Moses and the powers of Egypt. You are forgotten that Egypt is Ghana and Ghana is Egypt. Or Egypt is Africa, and Africa is Egypt. Barakatadosha. A continent where powers, demonic forces. Katatakatata. Baradosha katakatabrandiata. If there is any element of this earth, whether the sun, see, there are certain people, the moment they walk on the sun, they will then begin to feel sick. Huh. You know, the things that happen in the realms of the spirit, there are certain people, the moment they get to their workplace, they fall sick. Huh. The moment they get to their workplace, they fall sick. They fall sick. In the name of Jesus. Now I declare, any power contracted, any demon contracted, any prophet, any bar prophet contracted against your life, against your destiny, Genesis chapter 12 verse 2, it says, and I will bless whoever blesses you, and whoever curses you will be cursed. Hey, whoever blesses you shall be blessed in the name of Jesus, but whoever curses you will also be cursed in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to see yourself in 2024 right now. I want you to see yourself in 2024 manifesting and walking with God. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Now, I am ending. The Bible said in Numbers 24 verse 17, say, I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will rise up of Israel. He will crush the foreheads of Moab, the scars of all the people of the Sheol. Ah, beloved, the Lord has kept you alive, and every demon, you know how Jesus was sighted like a star, like a star. Bible said when Jesus was born, the magis saw a star, the astrologers saw a star, and they came to worship him. Now, one thing that I realized, that when they were coming, you know why the Bible calls them the wise men? Because they were wise. They saw the star. And when you are in those days, when you are going to a town as a prophet or any person, you have to go and see the king. And they went to see Herod, not knowing Herod want to kill Jesus. Any Herod that want to destroy you. See, sometimes just because of one person in a bus, that bus had one of our daughters in the church, they had an accident on the Kumasi Road. 23 people died in the bus. 23 people died in the bus. 23 people. Sometimes it's just because of one person, who, just because of Jesus alone, a lot of children were killed. A lot of sons, because they could not. I pray for you that may the Lord cover you in such that when the enemy begin to look for you, they will not be able to see you. In the name of Jesus, they will look for you everywhere. They will not be able to see you. In the coming year, when the enemy looks at you, looks for you, they will not be able to see you. It doesn't matter your location. Just last week, I saw a woman in the U.S. that she has gone out of her mind, and they are looking for her relatives in Ghana. Then I asked myself, didn't this person went there to look for breakthrough, greener pasture? Look at what is happening. What went wrong? My own grandmother went to the U.S. She said, they are here too. They are here. Kabada badada. It doesn't matter your location. Years back, a young man was looking for a contract that they're dealing with a white man. So he said, man of God, Papa, pray for me that I will get this thing from the man. So the Lord asked me to give him a direction for 7 days. So when I give him the direction, the Lord said he should fast and pray. So he'll be praying at dawn. I said, dawn, midnight. Then, in one of the prayers, the Lord opened my eyes and I find myself in the house of the white man. And I saw the white man sitting down, chanting. Chanting. I will never forget this revelation. Chanting. So I asked my son, do you really know the man? When you are praying, he is chanting. Do you know him well? He said, that is the end of that prayer. The rest I will continue later. Beloved, it doesn't matter your location. You are praying right now. Let's imagine that these wise men, after coming to see Jesus, they went back to tell Herod, "We have seen him. Oh, you can also go and worship him." Like that would be the end of Jesus. And even that, after they came, Jesus said, "Check." Jesus said to Joseph, the spirit of the Lord, the angel of the Lord spoke to Joseph in a dream and said, "Take the child, leave here, leave Jerusalem, go to Egypt." So even Jesus, when he was born in Jerusalem, came to Egypt, came to Africa. Beloved, you are going to declare into the coming year. You are going to declare into the coming year. Now, in the next 3 minutes, you are making prophetic declarations. Prophetic declarations into the coming year. I told you the revelation I saw this morning, that I saw too in a community, with one community that have called me, and I gave them directions on how to meet that community that is coming to fight them. And the Lord said to me that it's not the community, it's the coming year. And the moment we followed that direction, that community came and rather joined us. And they did not fight us, but rather joined us. You are going to pray right now that, oh God, if the coming year has been invoked to fight me, to fight my breakthrough, to fight my manifestation, to fight my breakthrough, to fight my prosperity, to fight my life, oh God, I declare that year, the coming year, will rather come to favor me. Somebody lift up your voice in prayer. Makato shaka da 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 da. Le praka da 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 shaka da da. Le praka da brande ata ba da da shaka da da. Le praka ba da da shaka di ata da. Rapaka ba da da shaka da. Le praka da. May the coming year, 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 may the coming year. Magdo shaka di ato shaka da da da. Somebody pray, declare. I command this day, Akado, and the coming year. Say that year coming, will come and give me an appointment, will come and favor my life. The coming year will favor me. Beloved, it is important to pray. Bible said in Mark chapter 1, verse 35, it said, early in the morning when darkness was still there, Jesus went out to pray. I want you to command. Command 2024 for your favor. 2024 will favor you. 2024 will favor you. The coming year will favor you. The coming year will favor you. The coming year will favor you. Mato shakata, rato shake yakabada, rapakata tata. Somebody, you have 1 minute more to pray this way. Command, declare into the coming year. Declare into the coming year. Declare again now. May that year favor me. May that year favor me. May that year favor me. Rakash, speak to the year.
Speak to the ear. Speak to the ear. Speak to the ear. Hakota to shada da 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 da. Rapaka da 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 da. Marakava da da shada da da da. Rekata da da shada da ya da 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 da. Rapaka ba da ba da da ba da da shaka. Bereyata. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Now, I prophesy into your life. My time. Ha! If today is your first time joining us, please follow the life, follow me. And I want you to be part of our family. And I love you to be part of it. So please, you can take up my number and then you WhatsApp me, we'll add you to the group. This is faith assembly. We move by faith, we take by faith, and we do by faith. We move by faith, we take by faith, and we do by faith. Because we are born for a purpose. We are born for a purpose. Because I have Jesus Christ. And I'm born for a purpose. I'm moving by faith. I'm taking by faith. I'm doing by faith. Because I have Jesus Christ. And I'm born for a purpose. Jesus, I make declarations upon your life. Now, I declare, if I hear blasphemy, I speak please share my number quickly, WhatsApp me, and we'll add you to the group. Or if you want a counsel from me or a directive from me, you can also get in touch with me. Please share my number quickly. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm making declarations upon people's life. And as I speak as a prophet of God, the Bible said, and Eli said, and Eli said to Anna, Anna said, there's something on my heart. Anna said, I'm not drunk. As Eli prophesied, and said, Kapatabado Katabado Shed, Rapatabada Badado Shekatagade, Ripada Brandia Kadabadosh. Brasami, I declare upon your life, every prayer you have ordered this year, next year will be your year of manifestation, and next year will be your year of graduation. Marato Shetadiata Brandiata Hakabado Shabrandiata. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You will not fail. Brasami, you will not fail. In Jesus' name. Marabadosha. In the name of Jesus. Araba. Araba. Arabasika. Are you a nurse? Do you work in the health sector? Marada Doshada. Very soon, I see a man coming to hold your hand. I pray that in the coming year, the Lord will accomplish this and manifest this in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Jennifer Yeboah. Jennifer Yeboah, I declare upon your life. See, as I declare, you tap into it. As I declare into somebody's life, you also tap into it. My God, right now, Jennifer Iwa, I declare upon your life. I declare upon your life that you will see the glory, that you will see. You will see the glory of the Lord. And anything that you have set ahead of you that you want to do in 2024, it shall be fulfilled in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Those who speak wrongly about you, they will see the glory of the Lord. Jennifer Imua, those who speak wrongly about you, they will see the glory of the Lord in your life. Now, Rose, I declare into your life, Rose, the coming year, God is going to give you an appointment. And you yourself, God will give you an appointment in Ghana. But you yourself, I don't see you in Ghana. See, God is going to connect you. God is going to connect you. God is going to connect you. Rose, God is going to connect you. I see you being offered a job in Ghana. A job in Ghana. But you yourself, I don't see you in Ghana. The Lord will connect you. May the coming year come to bless your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, if today is your first time joining, as I said, follow me. It's not everybody that I can reach on this life. But I believe that if you want me to pray with you, you can WhatsApp me. They will share my number. Please share my number quickly. Those who do not have my number, WhatsApp me. We will add you to the group. We will add you to the group. And if there's anything, the Lord will speak into your life. Barakata da 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 da. Lipa kata brande kapada do sheke da da da. Le kata kata bandosha. Adipa, Adipa Joyce, I declare upon your life. Any demon spoken by word that monitors your life, in the coming year, your walk with God will take that person monitoring your life, because God is going to move with you in the name of Jesus. Every word spoken by somebody, and that thing has become a spirit that monitors you wherever you go. In the coming year and from today, I declare upon your life, you walk with God and you see the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Now, let me look at Justina. You are highly favored. I said you are highly favored. Justina, from today, I declare upon your life that you are highly favored. You are highly favored. You are highly favored. The Lord is about to do a new thing in your life. I declare that the coming year, it will manifest in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Pakosha, Mr. Gabriel, now listen to me and write this prophecy down. God is about to lift you. The Lord said to me that he's about to give you a car. And that car will be for a business. Ha! That car will be for business. For business. Liparatosha. That car will be for business. I declare that in the coming year, it will manifest in Jesus' name. It will manifest in the name of Jesus Christ. It will manifest in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say, locate me, Lord. Now I declare upon everyone on this life, you will not die premature. 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 Accident, I cancel accident in the coming year out of your way. I cancel sickness out of your way. And this bedridden sickness, I cancel it out of your way. In the name of Jesus. And the bedridden sickness, I cancel it out of your way. In the name of Jesus. And the bedridden sickness, I cancel out of your way. Those of you who move up and down because of your business, in the name of Jesus Christ, I prophesy in the coming year, any power that want to overtake you, any spirit within your family, within your workplace, in the house you are living in, that want to swap your destiny, that want to swap your destiny, they will not be able to stand you in the name of Jesus. They will not be able to stand you in the name of Jesus. They will not be able to stand you in the name of Jesus. They will not be able to stand you in the name of Jesus. They will not be able to stand you in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy into your life right now. As a prophet of God, I stand on my feet. Let me make these declarations upon the life of the children of God here. As I stand on my feet, you will stand on your feet and you will see the glory of the Lord coming upon your life. Any feet standing so strong to thwart your destiny, to make your life unbearable, Bible says at the mention of the name Jesus, every knee bow and every tongue confess. Bible said as they lift the hands of Moses, the nation began to win. As I stand on my feet, you also stand on your feet in the coming year, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, you also stand on your feet so strong in the coming year, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, those who are looking for a fruit of the womb, receive grace for the fruit of the womb. Receive grace for the fruit of the womb. Receive grace for the fruit of the womb. Those who are looking for job, in the coming year, you will shout hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, promotion is coming. 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 May the Lord bless your life. May your life be favored in the coming year. Whatever you will touch shall be blessed. Whatever you touch shall be blessed. Whatever you touch shall be blessed. Ratakatatata. Ha! Rekapado shakatiatabadatata. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now I declare upon your life, anyone the devil has put it into a jungle of stress and anxiety today, if anyone is lying on sick bed, if there's any death-threatening sickness in your life, be healed in the name of Jesus. As I touch the screens of my phone, in the name of Jesus, I touch your life in the name of Jesus. I touch your life in the name of Jesus. I touch your life in the name of Jesus. I touch your life in the name of Jesus. I touch your life in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. May the power of the Lord be with you. Be with you in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. God bless you so much. God bless you so much, family. My name is Apostle Jonathan Anan. More grace. You can please follow me. If today is your first time, follow me quickly. We have our services on Saturday morning, 4 a.m. and Sunday morning. God bless you too, Rose. Saturday and Sunday. Today is Sunday. I've already ushered you into the next year. You are already in 2024. In Jesus' name. God bless you so much for being part of this family. Please take my number. We'll add you to the group. We'll add you to the group. God bless you. God bless you, Mr. Gabriel. Those of you who have been very supportive, God bless you. Adipa Joyce, God bless you. Rose, everybody, man. Mama More Grace, God bless you. Madam Mercy, God bless you. Auntie Mercy.